Looks like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's go to our head judge first, Len Goodman. What did you think, Len?
Well, you know, for the amateur dancer, for me, this dance, the samba, is the hardest one to master.
I agree.
There's lots of different rhythms going on. You have to do steps on the spot. You have to move around the floor. You've got to get this elusive bounce action going. And, of course, you've got to show the gaiety and the fun of the samba.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back, and we'll be right back after this.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
Broadcasting from In of Doors, the Don and Mike Show.
How about the fact that the audience really had an honest laugh when she fell down?
Yeah, like she might have been faking it, and then they had the moment where everybody was confused. And great reaction shots. I thought the technical director kept his head together and kind of showed everybody's reaction to what was going on. And then they, like a trooper, she came back in the next segment.
Yeah.
That's Marie Osmond last night on Dancing with the Tards.
She hit the ground. She passed out, was what happened.
Mm-hmm. Collapsed.
Yeah, she was down. Where's that? Down goes. Where's that clunk? Clunk. God.
Down goes Frasier.
All these buttons move all the time.
No, I'd love to do that to you.
Hold on, no. You know what? Hold on, it used to be right there.
That was a laugh track.
We'll be riding wildfire.
Ah.
There it is.
All right, update. I just talked to my girlfriend during the commercial.
How are things?
Things are great.
Good.
First, no shaving in my future. She likes it the way it is. We're getting a scooter. We'll figure out how I'm going to look on that thing.
All right.
More importantly, she received a phone call from Mr. Philadelphia.
Hey.
Wow.
Hey, yo.
He thought it was funny yesterday. He doesn't think it's funny today.
Ah.
So Janet has got no dog in this fight, particularly. He's a business acquaintance.
Uh-huh.
She would like me to say that what we did discuss was what his wife told Janet, a product that she bought at Nordstrom called Chinny Thin Thin. It makes your jowls less jowly, and she also uses age cream for her décolleté. And her décolleté is the area.
It's the chest.
Yes.
It's the chest above the breast.
So she's not actually had work done.
No. Right.
But she buys magic cream.
Ah,
well, talks about it.
I'd like to throw a little on my décolleté too.
And the product is called Chinny Chin Chin.
The hair would get in the way, though. There's that pesky hair again.
Mm-hmm.
My décolleté covered with a fine sheet of hair.
Let me just say to my friend in Philadelphia, you know, she's not my wife. What can I say? But if you don't want her blabbing about Chinny Thin Thin and décolleté creams,
right?
Well, tell her not to be blabbing about that when we're out having dinner together.
How does that address drinks? The chewing on the socks comment?
Well, that's just a problem he has, Mike.
I'm just kidding.
That's just a problem with breath. Anyway.
Love to meet him.
Nope, we're not going.
That's a shame.
So we're not going?
So the next time you and I go up there, we're not going to have to, like, meet this guy.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'd like to meet him.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oops. What happened there? Robbie, do these things just need to be reset?
Again?
I don't know. While we're waiting for that, oh, it's time for Fantasy Football Week 7 update.
May I say something before you start?
Yeah.
I'd like to say to all the members of the league, keep trying, guys, because I think you could get to my level if you try really hard. I really think if you want to be in the elite, you know, you work a little harder, you consult your general manager, Topper lineup.
All right, Mike. Keep in mind.
Or just have a lucky
keep
run.
In mind, even though you had Tom Brady, who was worth 50 points.
Right. Yes.
You still only had 20 more points than me for the entire week.
Yeah. I was speaking specifically about record.
Well, you are running away with it at this point.
Thank you.
Let's get to it.
Let's do.
Week 7 results. Rob A, 102.
Run the table!
Our departed producer, John, 62. Buzz Girdley, 91.
Uh-huh.
Bart Source, 56.
How about that?
Mike O'Mara, 132.
Oh!
Joe, 76.
Wow!
And Don, 112. And Matt Pollock, 70.
And the standings now? Hey, you read them every week. Come on.
You are. You know, you got some of that guy in you. Some of that Philadelphia guy in you.
Sure. Hey, don't we all brag when we do well? Come on.
Here we go with the dumb division.
Yes.
Mike, 6-1.
6-1. Almost perfect.
Johnny Deadman, 5-2.
Mm-hmm.
Bart, 2-5. Matt the Pollock, 2-5. In the dumber division, Joe and Buzz are tied at 4-3.
Mm-hmm.
I am 3-4. And Rob is bringing up the rear at 2-5.
But he is still maintaining his prediction that he's going to run the table.
And I prefer to say my record, I'm one game out of second place.
Are you still holding fast to that
I promise you it's
prediction that you're going to run the table?
I won with LaDainian on the bench. He was off fighting fire.
Did you hear about LaDainian, though?
We'll be riding wild.
Evacuated.
Was lucky that the fire hit on his bye week, so he had time to get all the stuff out of his house.
Well, it's going to be an interesting finish to the season. I'm smelling Super Bowl.
So I'm pretty sure this lady had chinny thin. It's not chinny chin chin. It's
chinny thin?
Chinny thin thin.
Chinny thin thin?
Mm-hmm. She actually took this product out and was using it in the ladies' room.
So it's chinny thin thin. What, it's supposed to, like, reduce your jowls?
Yeah. And the other.
How can a cream do that?
Tightening up the skin.
I saw someone using it, and I would like to say to Nordstrom's, the product does not work.
Well, I'm sure maybe she's going to be getting another phone call.
I was with a lady who applied it in between drinks and going to a show.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's where Janet heard all this stuff.
And what do they call that again on the chest?
It's the
décolage?
Décolle.
Décolle.
Décolle?
The décolle.
Décolle.
Décolle is like you've talked about this. We've talked about this on the show before, where you have freckles, you know, where certain women have freckles. And you don't like it. I kind of think it's sexy when a woman has some freckles there.
Yeah, but I don't like it when a woman's got so much makeup just painted on her face that it looks like she's got one skin type to her Adam's apple.
A la Victoria Lord Poon.
Yeah,
she's
right.
A big one with that just nasty-looking burned décolle.
VLP.
Vicky, Erica Slezak.
Right. All right, so anyway, the product, Chinny Thin Thin, get her to Nordstrom's. I wonder how much that costs. Hey, Robbie, give me a number of a Nordstrom's, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Or just pull it up on the website.
If you happen to see the football in America on Sunday night with Keith Olbermann?
Happen to. Yes, sir.
The picture of Larry King.
Oh, yeah. He had a great picture. It's on the internet. Larry King, is it the one with his hair?
Yes, with the hair with the wind blowing up arm and the old man hair sticking straight up in the air.
Yeah, Keith Olbermann has turned out to be, I'm going to change topic here for a second, pretty good on that Sunday night show.
Right.
At first I thought he was a little too political,
mm-hmm.
but now he's just the perfect mix of mocking and making fun. And
this isn't his regular show, right? This is a different show that he does.
This is the show he does on Sunday night with Bob Costas.
Okay, all right.
That's on before the football game.
Mm-hmm.
I posted it into Don and Mike website, but it hasn't been approved yet, so hopefully it gets up there soon.
Are you one of those people that has a problem with that?
Well, sometimes it happens.
Can I ask you a question? We get emails at our website. Why do you internet folk get so mad that if you post something to our message board, it doesn't go up immediately? Why do you?
Oh, no, I'm not mad about that. I was just saying, when it goes up, you'll be able to see the picture.
Have you posted stuff before?
Yeah, with no problems.
I mean, we appreciate all the people that post stuff, but you know, there's a process that we have to go through, and I guess some people get very irate about
it. At this point, really, John handled a lot of the website stuff,
right?
So I'm able to get in and look at a little of that stuff that I didn't look at before,
mm-hmm.
and I see a bunch of emails from people like, hey, how come this message board doesn't post right away? Who gives two frigs?
Well, God knows what we'd get up there if we didn't have some, screening process. I mean, you have to be kind of careful. You know, you really do. If you can post anything, you know, then all of a sudden we have the FBI knocking at our door.
I know.
Hey, I thought that would be funny, Don and Mike. I really did. I thought that this particular pornography was perfectly legally acceptable.
Well, we do have a lot of legal porno on our website.
Legal porno.
We do.
Yeah, but you know we wouldn't if we didn't, you know the stuff that's been screened, too. You
we
know?
Ever check our bookmark?
Mm-hmm.
It comes up as CBS Radio. I got a weird one today. Like in my, I got a regular email, and it wasn't spam. It came into my normal box today. And do you know what it said?
What?
It was a lady that said, "I'm from Britain. I have an art business, and I'm giving you the chance to make $2,500 a week."
Uh-oh.
And I don't know if anybody has gotten this scam. Obviously, I think it's a scam.
Sure.
And she said something along the lines of, "You could make $2,500 a week. All you have to do is cash my cashier's checks for my business and send me the money, and I will give you 10% commission on top of this." It was the biggest scammy thing. I mean, I was terrified by it.
I hear about that all the time. Right. I've never actually received one of those dumb come-ons.
I go through my junk mail, you know, in the other mailbox, and I delete everything. This is one that came to my regular email, and so I read it. And she says, "Because I have a business, I cannot cash the cashier's checks. Right. Americans like to pay with cashier's checks. I can't do it. I need you to send me the cash. Right. You'll be getting your first cashier's check soon. Just give me your name, your cell phone, and your address."
Uh-huh.
And that was the come on. That was it. Now, you know, who knows what the deal is.
I only get spam, and it's always like from a friend from your past.
Right.
And I open it up, it's like, "How would you like to buy Viagra in Canada?"
I get that Viagra stuff all the time.
Here's my latest spam, and it scares me. I'm getting like a dozen of these a day that says returned mail. You know, if you've emailed somebody and use a bad address and it bounces back, that's what these look like, and I'm getting a dozen of those a day.
It's a lot of crap going on lately.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Radio gods.
Howdy.
John from Placerville calling.
Hi there, John.
I have got the celebrity that Rob most resembles.
All right, lay it on us.
He is a gentleman that has a political talk show on television. His name is Glenn Beck.
Yeah. Oh, no, listen. Rob is...
Glenn Beck is a little slighter than I am, Rob.
Glenn Beck is Mr. America.
Right.
Compared to...
So Rob looks more like Jeff Beck.
Our guy, Robbie. Hello. Don and Mike.
Yeah, I was just calling about... Don's talking about with that email he got, the scheme. It is a fraud. I've got him before, and I've heard other people talking about it. It's a scheme, ways to get money from him and not actually make money. But
bye!
Is he talking about what I was talking about?
Yes.
Okay. He was trying.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that's a big eBay scam. They're all fake cashier's checks.
All right, that's what I figured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, my friend.
So, but it's amazing, you know, what worries me when I see that, and I hear, I've seen on 60 Minutes, they profiled some of these scams, they exist in other countries, and that's one of the ways they're getting away with it, is if you send that cash over to another country, that's right. It, that's gone.
It's hello,
gone
Don and Mike Show, what's up?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, also, I heard that they were just trying, because it'll say, don't send P.O. boxes. Physical addresses only, and they're trying to steal all your information that way. And
identity
then
theft.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right, my friend. Well, the internet's a crazy place.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
If you're one of the people that does email our website all the time, we are going to try to get some more posts up there, so please bear with us.
Okay, can I ask a question? This is a legitimate question that I would pose to the audience, too.
Yeah.
I'd love to know, since I've got this, I held on to this thing, and I'd sure as hell like to report this if this is a scam. I'd like to know what channels you go through to get that person.
You got Tom?
Tom Bergeron on line 9.
Oh, very good. There we go. All right.
The self-loathing. Tom Bergeron from Dancing with the Stars. Hey, Tom.
Yes, I'm currently backstage at Dancing with the Stars, loathing myself.
Oh, you're wonderful to call us. We appreciate it, Tom. And what a great time to talk to you after the big deal last night. Huh?
Holy moly, huh?
Please, please, please tell us, tell our audience, you actually appeared to be concerned as you. That's not a put-down. You were concerned as you went to break.
Of course I was.
Did you think for a split second, oh, my God, this is what I'm going to be remembered for, the day that Marie Osmond croaked on TV?
No, here's what I thought. God's honest truth. I thought my gut instinct was she had fainted. However, not being a doctor, I had no idea. It could have been an aneurysm, a stroke, a heart attack. So my first thought was, get us the hell off the air.
And you know, you did go to commercial. I thought your technical people handled it very, very well. Obviously, though, the one thing I remembered, and going back and looking at it a couple of times, she did appear to be, you know, she really wasn't moving at all when you went to commercial. How long after you broke for commercial, because she came back in the next segment, how long did it take for her to get it together?
Not very long, actually. I would say it was less than 30 seconds when she started coming around again. Her eyes started to flutter open, and then she saw me, Jonathan, the EMT, and her manager hovering over her. And that's when she said, first thing out of her mouth, oh, crap.
Right. Wow.
Now, you got to know that she is so safe in the voting right now.
Oh, sure.
Seriously, she could come out like Heather Mills, just pop off a leg.
Look, I will tell you this. I don't let the producers tell me until just before I tell you who's leaving. They, of course, know who that is at this point. And I was just talking with Conrad Green, our executive producer, on the stage. And he said it's going to be a surprise tonight.
You know,
What could that mean? What could that mean?
I thought, you know, for me, I'm going, okay, Mark's thought he's going to leave for the past few weeks.
Right.
So if he doesn't leave again, that's not really a surprise.
This is the tough part of the show, because really.
That's the tough part.
But also at this stage of the show, I mean, the performances each and every week are getting better and better and better. So
exactly.
It's tough to make that call.
Maybe it's that soap opera boy.
I think it might be the soap opera guy.
You think Cameron?
Yeah.
Well, they seem, I'll give you this, they seem to be of a mind that we're all going to be shocked, whoever it is.
Well, I want you
to
know.
And I think you're right. I think the cast is strong enough this season that we're at the point where pretty much anybody could be voted off and we'd be kind of shocked.
Tom, you must do something. It's live TV. You were beautiful. Yes. You were beautiful last night in the middle of a crisis.
Thank you.
If somehow it comes out to be Marie Osmond tonight, you've got to do that thing that was alleged that they did for Jack Palance at the Academy Awards, or for whoever it was, when Jack Palance read the wrong name, allegedly.
Oh, yes.
What's her name? Minnie Driver, whoever.
It was the gal. Oh, what's her name?
I know we're talking about the Academy Awards where he actually faked it,
she
right?
She won for My Cousin Vinny.
Yes, exactly.
Marissa Tomei.
That's her.
Right.
And I've got an even better idea, Tom.
And the story was that maybe her name wasn't really on the envelope.
And I don't think this will be in bad taste, Tom. In the event that Marie Osmond is voted off the show tonight, you pass out. I just think it'll be a
perfect. I will drop like a sack of potatoes.
So, Tom, it's exciting being the self-loathing Tom Bergeron. But
where did we find that? That was in a magazine article, wasn't it?
That's the whole thing that intrigued us about you.
Self-loathing host, Entertainment Weekly or something like that?
Yes, it was. It was in the sound bites part where they had what a down-to-earth guy you were, but really there was this other side to you. But now that we know that that's not true, it's funny to call you the self-loathing Tom Bergeron.
I know.
And more importantly today, what kind of response today are you getting? This is the biggest thing since who knows what with reality TV.
Oh, it
right?
really is. I mean, and the show, the show's hot to start with, but this type of thing, you know, thank God nobody was seriously hurt. But the fact is, this gets an amazing amount of buzz. This is what people are talking about across the country today.
It's interesting to me because the questions come sort of one after the other. Is Marie okay? Is usually the first one. Mm-hmm. And then the one that surprises me actually is when people say, well, how did you keep your composure? And really, at that point, I didn't care that I was on television. I was just concerned about Marie.
Yeah, you have to react that way. Right.
It was just a very logical thing for me to do to get us off camera so we could take care of her.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever consider mouth-to-mouth, Tom?
Well, if I did, she'd be among those I would consider. Yeah.
You know,
I bet
watching,
she would.
I watched the whole thing last night, and watching that show, it seems to me that the reality of it is when you go to the dance studios where people are rehearsing, and you get a lot of reality there because it seems like some people have genuine concern for each other. There's a little chemistry there. Then there seem to be some people that are really at swords points. And does that happen every season? I love that part of it. I really do.
And a lot of that is based on the teaching style of the pros. You know, Tony is more of a, I said to Jane, I said, I think you might be suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. whatever Tony says, you do.
Yeah, he's pretty intense.
He's pretty intense, but as she also says, the proof's in the pudding. They look great together. She is marvelous to watch. She's so elegant out there.
I would like to see a woman wear constantly wear those outfits in everyday life. I truly would.
Agree. I ask Edita to just wear the one from last night any old time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think I speak for most men that watch the show. I'm so glad that the lady is back, that the nice lady that had the baby is back.
Oh, yes.
I'm so glad.
Samantha
is still stunning. She's looking wonderful.
She is a radiant new mom. She's all gushy about Jocelyn, too, which is very sweet.
She is why God invented high definition.
Mommy boobies.
She's beautiful.
Well, you're doing great on the show, Tom, and we love talking to you about it.
Are you nervous about tonight's show? Because everybody's going to be watching tonight to see what the true deal is with Marie. You're going to have such a gigantic tune-in audience tonight. Are you nervous?
No.
Nah.
No, I'm too busy self-loathing to be nervous.
You're too busy being a pro. A pro
That's
who's
right.
self-loathing. I like that.
Well, Tom, it is always great to talk to you. We are rooting.
Same here.
We are rooting for your success.
Yeah, really. Good luck with everything, and we really do appreciate you coming on the show. We know your time was probably in demand today with the whole Marie Osmond thing.
Well, it's been my pleasure. Always is.
And, Tom, you should know that later today on the show, we plan on listening to every year we review the Jerry Lewis telethon. And did you or did you not host a couple of hours of the overnight coverage?
I did. Here's a quick story, if you got a moment. I did sure. Midnight to 8. And among the weird acts that they book in the overnight was a guy called Bob the Spoon. And what Bob the Spoon did was come out, and with a track of Flight of the Bumblebee going behind him, he played spoons on his leg. It's 3 a.m, they cut to me after he's done, and I say on live TV, I said, so I'm watching Bob the Spoon, and I'm thinking, what the fork is that?
Bob the Spoon.
Well, we'll hear it.
That'll make the big bucks for the cause, won't it?
Absolutely right.
Tom, you're a great guy. Thanks for coming on again. Everybody knows Dancing with the Stars tonight. Find out who goes home. Mm-hmm. ABC 9, Eastern 8 Central. Tom, and last question. Are you okay with the fires?
Yeah, it actually got a little scary yesterday. Where I live, we saw planes flying overhead and dropping all of the things, fire retardant and fire engines were on the mountain crest across the valley from us. But yes, I would be affected by the Malibu Canyon fire up into the area around the 101.
Yeah.
And I'm looking okay. Some friends, though, in San Diego have been evacuated, and their house, they don't even know if they have a house, actually.
Well, good luck to everybody out there.
Thanks so much. And Jane Seymour was evacuated from her place in Malibu.
God, she's had a tough enough month, hasn't she?
Boy, I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you. I hope it's not her tonight. She's had enough crap come down on her.
Well, screw them and their problems. You've got America's number one TV show to focus on tonight, Tom.
Uh-huh.
All right, go out there and give us your A game tonight.
Take care, guys.
Right,
bye, Tom.
Bye-bye, Tom.
Bye.
Self-loathing, Tom Bergeron.
He likes it, I think. I do believe that. I do believe he likes self-loathing. And we'll see more of him tonight on Dancing with the Stars. A little drop out there. Stars.
All right. Okay, welcome back to the show. Just so you know, Marie is fine. You're about to see her backstage as she awaits her scores. And I want to just quote her exactly. She passed out. She fainted, as you saw. And the first words out of her mouth when she saw us all leaning over her were, oh, crap. So she is a trooper indeed. And she's backstage with Jonathan waiting for their score.
I'll tell you, a big scare had by everyone. We didn't know whether she had an aneurysm or just passed out on Dancing with the Stars. And I got hooked on it last night. I watched it this morning because I wanted to see, the whole thing about Marie Osmond.
Right.
And I found myself gravitating toward it for one reason and one reason only. Seriously, and you said it before, cleavage. Yeah. That show's
Mommy
got
boobies.
It's got the, and not just the chick that's uh, the the co-host on that show.
All of the ladies had cleavage. All the lady dancers on that show could have been in any of the finest gentlemen's clubs in America.
I mean, those dancers, the pros that they have that are dancing with the guys like Mark Cuban, wow.
Mark Cuban has nice cleavage.
Can I just tell you a problem, a general problem that I think a lot of guys find?
Besides Mark Cuban's cleavage?
With women. And hold on, because I'm going to say something here that I think is going to make a lot of sense to a lot of guys.
All right.
If you're a guy that's with a girl and she says she doesn't want you to go to strip clubs, you know why?
Why?
It's because she thinks that the women in the strip clubs look like the women on Dancing with the Stars.
And they don't. 90% of the time, they don't.
It's true. 95% of the time.
95%. And the 5% they do is at the Super Bowl when they bust them all in to the one place.
That's right. Both right.
Otherwise, they don't look good at all. They really don't. But on Dancing with the Stars, it's a magnificent bevy of women with boobies. I'm dancing with the stars.
I'd love to go to a strip club with some high-quality, good-looking...
Oh, wouldn't you love to see those dancers? I mean, the women with those dancing
bodies. Dancers'
bodies,
right. Tight bodies. Take it off, baby.
Mark Cuban, though, I mean, watching that show last night, he is... Frankenstein. What would the surprise be? I guess the surprise might be the blonde girl that dances so well. I don't even know who she is. She's the sort of chunky blonde chick.
At this point, the only really knock everybody on their ass surprise would be if Marie Osmond got voted off, right?
Yeah, but she wasn't all that great. I mean, she even before the performance, she wasn't all that great. If it's the sympathy vote, you know, I say damn with her for passing out. It doesn't matter to me one little bit. Vote her off. Send the Osmond with her teeth home on Dancing with the Stars.
All right. Thank you, Tommy B. We mentioned the Jerry tapes. We'll get to them at some point. Oh, and yes, I do want to find out more about Chinny Thin Thin.
Got it. Here's the answer. $48 for 1.7 ounces of the stuff at Nordstrom. It's called...
Well, hold on, Buzz. I think he was teasing. Weren't you teasing?
Yes, please. We're going to break, Buzz.
I'll tell you the real name of it then when we come back.
the medical name?
No. It's just that we've had the name wrong.
It's not Chinny Thin Thin?
No, not exactly.
Well, is it Cookie Buzz?
What is it?
Thinny Thin Chin.
All right, BFD. Same difference.
Uh-huh.
Be right back.
All right.
And in Walmart, they sell it as Fat Girl.
This is the Don and Mike Show.